Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
All right, so that face app, everyone's old.
Yep,
and
takes pictures of your face, shows what you might look like when you get older. But yesterday, some concerns started cropping up about whether or not the app was being completely on the up and up. If you check out their terms and conditions, you're basically signing away
everything.
That image.
People
for
think that they're
perpetuity.
Tricking people to put their face into the database. You know, so it's facial recognition that these are also facial recognition sites that are mining these pictures.
Yeah. Russia.
Hey, look at this. It makes you look like a rabbit.
And then your face goes into the matrix.
And there is a little bit of truth to that. I mean, the big everybody was like up in arms yesterday because it's a Russian company that owns the app. And late yesterday, things had calmed down a bit. There was a French security researcher who ran a check on the app and found out it's not actually uploading your entire camera roll, just the photo that you were modifying.
Yeah.
And you can't find they couldn't find any evidence that it's stealing all your data. It's just getting your device and ID and device model, which is all on normal
everything else.
Apps. Stuff exactly.
All of the other stuff that we sign up for.
The big thing is that we should feel free to partake in the free app challenge without worrying about your photos being misused. Well, not exactly, because they say that the face app's terms and conditions grant it perpetual, irrevocable, non-exclusive, royalty-free, worldwide license to do whatever it wants with your photos, whether that means a billboard in Hong Kong or using it to try to make AI facial recognition work better.
Well, so don't use me on a billboard. Well, the Democratic National Committee was the one that went haywire about it.
Did they really?
They warned presidential campaigns against using it, so it was also political.
Okay. Don't go home.
They're saying it's from the same bot farm in St. Petersburg that is mining all this stuff.
Yeah. So more than 100 million people have downloaded the app from Google Play.
It's an old app, by the way.
Yeah, they're just recycling a Snapchat filter.
It is so old, this app.
I mean, there's a million of those out there that they could be taking your original face pic, or we're all taking selfies a million times a day. Did you send Molly the photo that you did?
No, I'll send it here in a minute.
Freddie was chuckling yesterday.
It was funny. I went ahead and took three of us, and I aged us.
He just took an existing photo of us and ran it through the filter.
The Big Party Show one, yeah.
And turns everybody into Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it looks like it didn't look like anyone gets old. Some of them are really neat, but some of them, the app just makes it look like you're in a movie and the makeup artist, you know, put the rubber face on to make you look
old.
Yeah.
She posted on Facebook pictures of, you know, people from Channel and, you know, Party. It took me a moment to realize, like, I was like, oh yeah, I guess that I could kind of see that. Jeff, you look like a wizard.
He does.
You look like all of a sudden some like wizened crag by the side of the road that's going to be like, but this magic key, you can unlock the gate. It was like so surprising. I'm like, that's
well,
not
what they
you
need to
all.
Do. What somebody needs to do on the app is take, you know, existing photos that we have of people that were, you know, when they're at 25, 30, 45, 60, and 80.
Yeah.
And apply those and see if, since we have that wealth of actual photos of that person's age progression.
Oh, I see. What
how
you're
accurate
saying.
Is the app?
Okay.
I'm sure they've got it down pretty good because you used to have those artists, you know, that their job is to sketch somebody and then age them.
All right. So like when kids have been kidnapped, they're like, this is what they might look like now.
Put in all that algorithm because it seems pretty dang accurate.
I'll take my high school photo and see what happens when I age that thing. Because
how often do you look at your high school photo? Seriously, how many times a week? Twice? Four?
Three or four?
Ten?
A day.
You talk about high school every day.
No, I do.
You do. Molly?
You do.
Do I really? What do I say about high school? Now I'm
just
embarrassed.
Just memories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't left high school now. Now I'll never talk about it again.
Well, let's not be.
Buddy.
No, I'm not going to.
Never.
I've been called out.
Again.
Yes.
No, I'm saying you talk about your high school. You talk about talking to one of your buddies and you tell us, you're like, I talked to my friend from high school, my old friend from high school I haven't talked to in 7,000 years.
Wow, that's different. It's not like I'm going, well, it doesn't matter.
I didn't say that. You're like, man, I wish I was still on the football team. No. Everything was going great.
That's how I took it.
I was so hot.
That's how I took
it. That's not what we were saying.
My hair was so on point.
I have friends in high school that were from high school that are still doing that. So that's why I felt bad. I'm like, oh my God, am I that guy?
No.
Thank you. Okay, anyway.
Don't worry. Stress not. Stress not, sweet boy.
When was the last time, though, you traded with anyone photos of yourselves from high school?
Oh, dude, I put that on Facebook years ago, and I updated. Well, you know, it was a moment, you know, where you go, and what do you call it? Like a time-lapse thing. Then I posted that for some reason. I don't know why. I make fun of the sweater I'm wearing. It's like a yellow sweater, and I remember the day that here I go, talking about high school.
I remember, man. I had it all. I had hair. I was 18, and I was just going to work at that gas station forever and date Lisa. What happened?
Time machine. I came across a box when I was home.
Oh, man.
A box in my nightstand. Full of all the senior photos that you swapped. Remember how you would swap them and you'd write on the back? I came across those. I came across my winter formal picture. I mean, it was like hysterical. I was like, where is this little sweet photo nuggets coming from? It was crazy. I was taking pictures and sending it to my husband. I was like, take a look at your bride when she was like 15.
Well, and the reason you're able to see that is because it's a tangible physical photo. What's going to happen to all these digital photos that we take in the moment?
I know.
They're somewhere. They go in the cloud or you can do whatever you want with them, but they're kind of pseudo-disposable.
They are.
They just disappear.
Drives parents crazy.
Well, we make fun of all the people that film everything.
Yeah.
And I always want to be like...
They don't do anything with it.
No one's ever going to see that.
Now, what we've been doing every year for the last couple of years anyway, I'll just run down to Walgreens and print out about 100 or 150 of them. So now I'm my parents... That has boxes full of pictures.
They're all
pictures of him from high school.
Yeah.
Coffee table books of him being on the football team.
So good. That yellow sweater. Oh, that yellow sweater.
He drops them like in the entranceway to the house so people pick it up.
What?
Hey, somebody, there's a book laying here on the porch.
Oh, that's weird. I guess that's me in high school.
Let's take a look. About it.
Well, so I'm just glad I'm not the guy that goes, I thought that's what you were saying. And I instantly felt gross when you said that because it's like, I don't want to be that guy. I might as well just go dig out my letter jacket.
I'm saying I'm amazed how often you went to high school in Germany.
Yeah. So there's always someone here.
Your collective group is like,
we're hanging out today.
A little bit more. There you go.
right there.
Isn't this app just kind of tapping into the excitement everybody likes about the 10-year challenge, 15-year challenge, 20-year challenge?
Yeah. It's intriguing. All right, so when I used the app to take us and make us look younger, it didn't work. I mean, I just look like...
We already looked so dang young. They're like, we can't show you as fetuses.
I didn't look like anything like
that. That's the proof of work. The algorithm doesn't do an accurate job for most people.
Not for young.
Going back in time.
But it does in the forward. I mean,
but
come
the
on.
Forward...
Give me a break.
...is more accurate. Because we all know what... Because old people... Mm-hmm. Our faces become sort of like a Halloween mask.
Yeah, a mask. They become soft and almost powdery. Rubber. It's like weird.
Rubbery,
yeah.
Saggy.
Yeah, it's a weird face. And the neck goes first, so...
The neck goes first. Yeah. Now he's all worried about his neck. He's going to start doing neck masks.
Molly, wait till I send you this photo of us. I mean,
I'm sure I look like an absolute hag. There's a reason that I haven't done this. I don't need to be depressed about how I'm aging.
Did you already see the photo?
No, but I can only imagine.
Perfectly.
Why don't you post it? Post it.
All right, I'm going to post it right now.
I don't know.
She can see it.
It's an app. Who cares?
I heard someone like defending your photo, Molly. And they're like, Jeff hasn't even aged in that photo. I wanted to yell, well, it's fake. So
I know.
Who cares?
I'm laughing. I'm like, look at us. There's Jeff, there's me, and there's Molly.
I mean, I'm sure it's the angle of the photo, whatever the deal is. It's just, it's...
Wait, you haven't aged in what
it's
photo?
It's just an app. You're going to see it. He's going to throw it online.
But I'm I'm going to throw it online.
So do
right
your
now,
little before and after, but
we'll do it here.
But at the end of the day, whether you're signing away your rights, is there any real nefarious angle here on all the panickers yesterday that it was?
No, I mean, everything, anytime you hear Russian-based app, everybody is a little bit froggy, given what we've been going through in the last few years. So it's definitely a flashpoint. And the reality is, you are signing away just as much of your rights to your images and all that stuff as if you were going on any other social media website. Yeah. Do you really think that Facebook doesn't just log all that stuff and is using whatever we post? So it's just a matter of, like, if this freaks you out, maybe you need to take some stock into all the other things
maybe
that you're
doing.
Like, that's more the point.
So everything that they applied to pictures of the Jonas Brothers seemed pretty accurate.
Okay.
I feel like when they apply it to celebrities that we all feel like we've seen and know, we think it's really accurate. And then when we apply it to ourselves, we're like, that's not real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't think you're going to get that old, you know, but those, I thought the Jonas Brothers.
I think they're great.
Photos look pretty legit, look cool, look like old Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll still be a band. Old Jonas.
Playing at the casino.
I'm a Zaggy for you.
Yeah, like they had.
Absolutely.
They had the guys from Jersey Shore.
You know. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
The dudes from
Jersey Shore. Yeah, so it works as, you know, you. It's a photo of you when you're young, so you're wearing your young clothes. They have all their jewelry on.
I know.
You just look ridiculous then. Like when you wear because they can't age your clothes. So that's also part of it.
When is AI going to do that? Will you just take a photo of yourself, right, before you go out? And the fashion app goes, are you really going to wear those?
Oh, that would be great.
Like if you could scan all the clothes in your closet.
You're like, why,
and
what?
And now it's like Stitch or those Trunk Club for your own stuff. And the app goes, wear the red shirt with the green pants you never wear. You don't look fat in those. You look fat in what you're wearing right now.
I would love something like that.
And you're like,
wait, what? Huh?
Oh my God, Jeeves, you know me. I mean, that's kind of, we're like a minute from that.
Jeeves.
Yeah, I think that would be fantastic.
What's his
interactive
closet? Who's his helper in Iron Man?
Yeah.
Iron Man? Jeeves.
That is Jeeves. Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to post this people on the
Jarvis
page.
Jarvis. I was going to say it's not Jeeves, but it's a Jarvis. Okay.
But you'll be able to name your Jarvis whatever you want to name it. Anyway, I think it's fun. I love those Snapchat apps. They can bring me joy.
Yeah, they can.
For a little while.
But I'm going to post the one of us on the show, and I think that's enough. And then you guys can judge however you want to judge.
Oh, they judge. There will be lots of judgment. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Oh, thank you, Molly. All right, 6:18. Your high today going to be hot. Very hot.
14 states today. They're projecting that 14 states are expected to break temperature records by the weekend. So, like, we played yesterday at that Pinnacle Bank Challenge.
Championship.
We played the Pro-Am with some, you know, a bunch of pros. Their last warm-up day. It's going to be 100, and feels like today will be 111 in Omaha, 108 in Kansas City, 105 in Chicago, to feel like. One of the caddies told us, someone's going to die.
I know.
Oh,
and I had to ask him. And he goes, I'm serious. Someone's going to die. And he walks off, and then I'm like, hey, are you talking about like a spectator or a golfer? What
like
are you talking
us?
About?
He was kind of joking. He goes, a caddy.
Yeah.
Because they got to carry the bag. You know, there's no cart.
And they hike it, yeah.
We're driving around.
We're on
carts drinking beer.
They're having walking. The best life.
We're having our best life. They're walking in the heat for 18 holes. But, I mean, some of the guys were I said, it's been hot all over the country, so it's been hot this year on the tour. And the guy goes, yeah, but this is the hottest.
Yeah. They're pretty like, is it always this hot here? I'm like, only when you guys come play here. And a College World Series. After that, it kind of cools down. But it's for some reason, it's when you guys come here, you know.
So I believe feels like yesterday in Omaha was 105.
Okay.
It's sort of like the wind chill factor for heat, the heat index. It's not really 105, but it feels like it.
It is weird seeing it on your car if you have a temperature thing, too. Because, I mean, it said 105 when I got in. I was like, geez.
But you know you felt worse. I didn't think it felt that horrible, but
it did.
Maybe I was heat stroked.
Could have been. I stopped sweating an hour into it, so yeah.
That's a bad sign.
No, I know.
Get what you missed this morning on the Big Party Show podcast
at channel941.com.
All right, so the face app, I went ahead and posted that photo of the three of us, the Big Party Show photo, and we're all old. So Molly's
are we? Are we all the same old? So it's come to find out, in no surprise to anyone, Party, of course, had to like put me through like 50 times. So I'm 150 years old while he makes himself, you are just so fragile. Just so can't even for a
it's
second.
It's not even being fragile. It's messing
it
with you.
You're fragile.
I sat there in at this cubicle yesterday and did this and giggled going, I'm going to just keep aging Molly and just see how old
she
gets.
I hate her so much. I want her to die. I'm just going to keep aging her. This is so passive aggressive. I can't believe it.
So Molly looks like somebody from like... The Crypt Keeper.
Right.
Like, you look like if you asked the Muppets
right.
to make you as an old lady. Molly got turned into a Muppet.
Totally.
So he played with the gradation of age. I didn't realize that either.
Yeah.
The minute I looked at it, I was like, can you isolate a person? Wait, what? I'm like, God, you are such a child.
Yes, I am.
I did that. I made you look
so
old.
That makes sense. That
old,
Kathy
old,
was
old.
Like... Jeff hasn't hardly even aged.
Yeah,
I was standing on the
tee
box and I heard her say it. I'm like, I wanted to look back because I don't even know what you guys are talking about. Yeah, I mean, I hadn't looked at it. I wanted to be like, well, it's not real, so.
Yes. But now come to find out, you really haven't aged that much.
Compared to Molly.
She wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. I want to apologize, but I won't.
Are you going to fix it?
Because it's fun. Oh, listen to this.
He's not going to fix it.
No, because he said he was. Are you fixing it or
yes,
no? You've been playing
right
on your phone
here.
All morning.
I have it right here. I will post the all-aged. No, I don't know. Maybe I don't do it. You know what? I don't like
the
your
app is dangerous.
Right,
I think we're supposed to stay away from the app.
Okay.
It could be a Russian bot farm.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I'll just leave it as is and let it go.
I think Molly, if you could be so lucky to live that long,
mm-hmm.
to be the gal on the left.
The thing is,
if you can make it that long,
God bless.
There's people who work in radio that are the same age as us that look like the left photo.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, and half their listeners are like, she sounds like a smoke show.
I know.
It's like, well, have you ever seen Jan in the morning?
Well, she's a dragon.
From Laser 105? Yeah, Jan.
Oh, yeah.
Just asked her co-host, who obviously hates her so much that he spends his free time just banging her up as much as he can.
Banging her up? I will
Good
post the
Lord.
Original one because the original one is night and day. I mean, because it does what you said.
I thought you put the original next to it.
Not yet.
No.
I'm trying to.
It's just the banner photo from if so. People go to Facebook. The banner photo up top, the cover photo, is the original.
Yeah. So
and just look down at the
honestly,
recent
the thing
post.
Is that I didn't want my face in that app. So that's the other thing. I'm like, ugh.
Oh, come
well, anybody
on.
Could go to our Facebook page and copy our photo and do
right.
The same
no,
thing.
I know. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of. I didn't realize that it could be like. I thought you had to actually take the photo to be
We've
a part of it. Like,
back.
I didn't realize that somebody could like.
Well, no, we're back to it. The crux of your story earlier.
No, yeah. I understand.
It's out
I mean,
there.
But the thing was, is that it was the photo that you took. They couldn't go through your photo scroll, you know. And but I guess if you upload a photo, that's a different thing. You're signing away whatever you.
Nah, yeah.
But this gets to that stuff. So if you want to, you know, be concerned or worry about the negative of these things in technology, this is getting on the edge of the area of deepfakes and stuff. So,
oh yes,
in theory, me and you are regular people,
mm-hmm.
like most of the people listening. We're normal people. Nobody really cares, gives a dang.
Yeah.
But if you're a politician or you're someone famous, you're
That's
Taylor
different.
Swift, you're someone who's out there in the public square, the apps are getting sharp enough that they don't clownishly make you look like Halloween mask Molly. They just alter it a little bit to make it look like maybe you're just
having
an off
day,
having a bad mm-hmm. day all the time. And you just flood social media with fake
That's
photos
it.
That are a little off. That's
yeah.
maybe a subtle thing to screw with people. But then the deep fake stuff all the way in is nutty.
All right. So we got comments here on our. You guys got to check it out. It's Big Party Show Facebook page. You got Mario going, Molly, my God.
Mm-hmm. Molly, what has happened?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's some creams and stuff like oil of Olay.
Right.
Ooh, yeah. Will that help?
Or I could also not be nearly 200 years old.
What
that also helps.
What about the salve I'm putting on my wrist? If you start applying that on your face
right now,
like yesterday, there's
Lord.
Still time.
You don't think the boat sailed? You think
no.
I can still bring it back?
Do you think cosmetics companies will use this?
Oh, dude, yeah. Think about that. You could do some fun stuff with this. I mean, it's funny that this app has been around for a while and just got reintroduced.
So wait, do you have one where we're all like 200 years old? Because what do you guys look like?
Oh, I don't know. I guess we'll never know.
You could.
Like, if I was a gym, wouldn't you love to play with this? You know how the before and after? Back in the day when it was like Facebook or like no filter.
Yeah.
And the only difference between the before and after photos, it's always a smile.
Yeah.
You know, in the after photo, it's like Jeff sucking your gut and smile. And I'm smiling. But the one before, I let my gut out and I'm like, oof.
You look defeated.
If you really look at the photos, they're like, I don't think his body's any different. Yeah. These apps could do some cool stuff.
I love it. Molly and I will repost one where we're all the same age. And if you want us to triple down, we can do that too. But I got the one right here. And it's not nearly as old. I'll just leave it at that, okay? We got celebrity
what
news
a
coming
surprise.
Up.
Somebody posted... They posted the Muppets in the comment section. Those two guys in the balcony. What were those guys' names? The guys that sit up in the balcony.
I don't know. Did they have names?
I can't remember either.
I can't even remember if they had names.
They were the old Muppets that sat up there in the balcony and made fun of stuff.
All right, hey, real fast, we're going to hit celebrity news, but I want to let everyone know at the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be speaking with Alexandria. She's the one that's been all over the news. She's the one that decided to climb Mount Rushmore, the face of it, and she got popped. Didn't make it up to it, almost
she
did.
She was but, like 15 feet from the top.
Can't get enough of the Big Party Show?
Health experts are warning people not to eat romaine lettuce in any form. Mm. This is pretty big coming out right before a big feasting holiday.
No, immediately jumped on board and said,
that's my appetizer. That was the appetizer I was bringing.
My mom didn't get the joke. She was like,
oh my God, I'm so sorry. How much did you make?
No, I didn't make. I didn't make any, Mom.
Mom.
I'm not bringing anything.
Dude, this is just a cute way of me telling you, I'm not coming with food.
Get what you missed this morning on the Big Party Show podcast at channel941.com.
Ariana Grande's got something new out, really?
Yeah, it's going to be on the new Charlie's Angels soundtrack. You know how they're doing a reboot?
Sure.
And it's a single called She Got Her Own.
All right, here's probably an awful recording of it. That was recorded in March of 2018 live, right?
You think in the age of technology that people would be getting
better
solid audio at shows.
I know.
I mean, remember when you used to buy bootlegs? It was epic quality.
Good.
But guys would have to sneak in the microphones and the recording devices.
And you'd have to be close. I mean, some of these, it's like if you're in one of those arenas, if you're up in one of the upper bowls trying to record it, it's like, why are you even bothering?
Well,
it's not going to be able to catch.
I don't blame that person maybe for themselves, but it's like, there's got to be somebody out there that was closer. Because everybody films everything.
Sure.
Yeah. That's the problem is the internet is full of probably 2,000 cuts of the same song. But it used to be the old bootleg you bought was the board feed. Remember that? If it said board feed?
Yeah, that'd
be
the
good one.
You were like, golden, dude. It was run through the board. Anyway.
If you had a microphone, like you have one of those cool microphones that you just plugged in your phone. It has a little, what do you call that thing? Whatever it is. The mic combo.
Like a little shotgun mic with a little foamy.
That would record
directional.
Better, wouldn't it? Record better than the thing? Yeah, all right. So that's
that's what those old nerds would do is they would sneak in.
Directional mics. Just
and so some bands or arenas would throw those guys out. But then the smart progressive bands would be like, no, dude, that guy's cool. Like, we want some audio files out there to get a good recording.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, give us a good bootleg. If you got a good one, we want to hear it too.
So, Charlie's Angels comes out November 15th. That's the one where it's going to have Kristen Stewart. It's directed by Elizabeth Banks. It's a whole bunch of ladies. Taylor Swift and Idris Elba, the first look at the new movie Cats. It's a behind the scenes video. It's about 4 minutes long and it's interviewing like all the big stars that are going to be in it. James Corden, Jennifer Hudson, Rebel Wilson, Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Does anyone want to see Cats?
No.
No.
Thank you.
No. Meow.
I mean, but maybe with that cast, it's amazing.
No.
I mean, I'm just saying, do you think you had cynics that went forward and said, okay, I will only do Cats if we get this Amazeballs cast and we get to try and make it not suck?
I went to Cats last night.
Last night?
I thought you said you would never go.
You went to Cats last night.
I went to Cats last night. Broadway in Chicago. I went to Cats last night, and let me tell you.
No.
You're just not going to admit it now.
She's the one.
Hard pass. No,
hard
I'm saying
pass. Right.
Hard pass. Like,
oh,
this
really?
Was like a be my guest. And I was like, absolutely. I saw Cats on Broadway when I was in college.
Okay.
And I thought at the time that I was just a jaded, hungover college student being drugged
sure.
to a to a musical on Broadway. And that's why I was like, harumph. No, no.
It's still bad.
No, no.
Okay.
All
right.
So do you have all those songs? Me. Do you have those songs in your head now, like Mr. Mosopheles?
Memories. Yeah, Mr. Mosopheles. Oh, God. I went with somebody who'd never seen it before. And she's like, I'm so confused.
Why?
Yeah, but Taylor Swift in the lead is tough to not get fans to go nuts. Jason Derulo will be Rum Tum Tugger.
Words. There are no words. It's just songs and people. It's like ballet. It's just people dancing. There's no, you know, it's not like normal musical theater where you and I, Jeff, are having a conversation, but then all of a sudden we're like, let's take this into song. There's none of that.
You think
it's just dancing cats.
Oh, there's no lyrics to the songs?
There are lyrics to the songs. I'm saying there's no dialogue.
Right.
Like, you know how musical theater, you usually have this scene where it's like, God, I wish you really liked me. Now I'm going to sing about it.
Wow.
That doesn't happen.
Party, which sounds right up your aisle.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds
Party.
Like a dream.
He'd be one of the big fluffy cats.
Oh, really?
Because you could constantly go into song. I mean, we need to do Big Party Show, the musical.
I could. We got mics in this place. I could. We could. I would need your guys' assistance, but yeah, we could write a musical.
Why do you need a laugh track?
Hey.
You know, it would follow a young boy.
Yeah, ooh,
we could follow.
Boy.
We could. I mean, I could. We could write the scenes.
Yeah.
You
oh.
sneaking into the drive-in theater.
Okay.
There's the Chicago, the Germany years, the Florida mm-hmm. years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Back in Omaha. Mm-hmm.
All the great places.
Them throwing salami slices at your butt.
Ooh, we're there. Yay!
Those are the scenes that
Make
we write.
Make it stick. Make it stick.
Great songs around.
Molly's attacking. All right, people, I posted a photo of Molly being 150 years old, and she's being mean.
No, I'm following up. That'd be the song for the bologna scene.
Make it stick.
Make salami stick on my butt.
Oh, man.
I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it great. Oh, yeah. So Cats debuts in theaters December 20th.
Yuck.
So it's coming. Whether you want it to or not.
Hey, what happened?
It's on its way.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Spacey charges have been dropped.
He's
Very
free.
Strange. This is in the civil case.
Uh-huh.
So the groping charges dropped by the prosecutors. Spacey's still under investigation, though, for sexual misconduct in L.A. and London.
For other ones. But basically, the prosecution cited unavailability of the victim as their term.
The kid pled
the fifth, the 18-year-old that got groped.
Yeah.
Now, the 18-year-old's family's mad. They're like, that's BS.
Well,
that's how law works.
Yeah. Payday. All right, 6:52. We got 99 today. It's just hot in the next couple of days, man. That's just what we're living at. So.
You know what happened in the Spacey case? They could make it stick.
Oh.
make it stick!
This is the Big Party Show.
Channel 94.1.